Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
Nope, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Please remember, we're not experts, we're just podcast hosts. And so we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and/or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you'd like to reach us, our voicemail and text number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
You can visit our website, forever35podcast, for links to everything we mention on the show, recommended or not recommended. We'll put it there. You can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, Instagram at forever35podcast, and you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums.
Indeed it is.
I was
now,
just,
Kate.
Yes, Tori.
Oh, go, no, please.
I was just going to say, I was just perusing the like list, the like people trying to asking to get into the group. And so many of them were, and it was like password. And it's like, I have no idea. So I was like, y'all just listen to like the first 5 minutes of any single Forever 35 episode. And we got you.
It's true.
We've got you. Okay.
I wonder how they find us.
I don't know. I mean, I'm glad they're here, but it was kind of making me chuckle because we literally say the freaking word serums, the password serums.
It's true. Episode.
Anyway, toodaloos.
So, you know, Kate, you've had a, I don't know what to say. I mean,
I let you down?
No, you haven't let me down. I was going to say, I actually admire you for acknowledging that something you were excited about for some time is actually not working for you.
So the very big plastic water bottle did not work out.
Take us on this journey, Kate, because in the beginning you were excited about it.
I was excited about the amount. Okay, so let me take you on this journey. If you're new to Forever 35, I love hydrating. And I also think it's great for your skin. It's great for your body. It's great for your energy. It's great for everything. I love water. I love it so much that I feel panicked when I don't have any water. So that means I have an array of water bottles. And I normally tend to drink at least 100 ounces of water a day. So I purchased the very popular, very big motivational water jug that you might have seen all over Instagram. It was featured in the New York Times. There was a New York Post about how celebrities are carrying around big New York Post article about how celebrities are carrying around big ass water jugs right now. It's clearly a trend. And as a water freak, I bought into it. Now, here's what I don't like, Dori. The one I had carried about 70 ounces of water.
Mm-hmm. Which is a lot.
It's a lot. And, you know, I'll normally drink that throughout the day. And it has the little, it has the times on it for kind of where you should be aiming to be throughout your day.
Right.
So it's like 7 a.m. Here you go. 2 p.m. You've got this. You know, it kind of takes you through the day. Well, by 11 a.m., the ice that I had put in this water jug was melted, gone, because it's a plastic jug. And like in the afternoon, you know, the water gets warm and stale. And it just wasn't doing it for me. It was not a pleasurable drinking experience.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's a reason why those Hydro Flasks are insulated.
Yeah. So I had to kind of have a come to water Jesus conversation.
Well,
with
Jesus
myself.
Did walk on water.
He did. He didn't need a big water bottle.
No.
Walk all over it.
It's right there.
So I was like, you know what? I love the idea of just, I love not having to refill my water bottle all day long, which is what I was doing. But a hot plastic jug of water was also not cutting it for me. So then, Dory, I went on to our favorite, you know, ye olde Amazon Shopee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, we've talked about how we're trying to cut the cord on our Amazon usage, but there is a time and a place for when Amazon is very handy.
That's true. And when you need a big ass water bottle.
Yeah, when you need
ASAP.
A big ass water bottle in the middle of a pandemic and it's 1 a.m. and you're not asleep and you're looking at water bottles. So I bought myself, and I'm going to show it to you. All your
Whoa!
Have you not seen this yet?
Oh my God, no. Oh my God. Kate, you're going to have to post this on Instagram because you know what it looks like? It looks like a massive drink thing that people walk around with in like Cancun.
I know, like in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Should I post a photo of me holding it up so people can see what this looks like?
Okay, oh my God. So, it's also bright pink, which lends it a certain festive
I love a coral.
Air.
Yeah. I love a salmon shade. So I also need a straw. That's my biggest requirement for any drinking utensil. It has to have a straw. So I found an insulated 50-ounce water jug with a straw top and handle.
Okay.
It probably weighs right now, because it's pretty full, it probably weighs 5 to 10 pounds. I should actually weigh this thing. It's heavy.
Well, 50 ounces is just over 3 pounds.
And plus, because the water bottle is plus insulated.
Plus the jug itself. So yeah, you're, I mean.
At least 5 or 6. But it keeps, I've been using it, you know, and I've been working like all hours of the day right now, revising my book. And this stays cool for all day. You know, like
I can
fill it in the morning, which I did. And if I'm still drinking this 50 ounce, you know, at 6 p.m., it's still cool.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, but it occurs to me that this is a great water bottle for someone like you who is, you know, you're sitting at your desk all day because you're working very intensely on this project. But I'm assuming you don't like take this out and about, correct?
Can you imagine if I like showed up at one of my kids' soccer matches with my giant giant mug?
I mean, look, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like the most convenient thing to tote around. Like, it seems like you would have to have a bag for your water jug.
Yeah, like it
and
needs
then it
like
doesn't
a little
like
baby
fit,
carrier.
Yeah, it doesn't like fit in your car cup holder. So do you have a separate portable water bottle? This is my question.
Okay, so I'm glad you asked this, because last night I was chatting with past Forever 35 guest Amy Spalding, who's also very into their big water jug. And Amy was like, I need bigger cup holders in my car, because this is, you have to basically buckle this in. So I will tell you, I do, for a car ride, I do have a water bottle that fits into the cup holder.
Well, wait, you know that this was something, I think this came up on like the first episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It. They make cup holders that fit into your car cup holders that are bigger cup holders. Now, I will say I bought one of these for my 32-ounce Hydro Flask, which is tiny compared to what you're toting around, but is, you know, it's big but small enough to theoretically be portable. And so I bought one of these bigger cup holders to put in my cup holder to hold my Hydro Flask. I did not find that it worked very well, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I mean, this is true. I do think this is not the best travel mug, or like someone right. who wants to take their mug to the office and then home. To me, this is like the thing you buy for either like your home workspace or your, you know, your
or you other leave workspace. It at the office.
It's a lever. Yeah. It's a lever.
It's a yeah. lever. It's a lever.
It's a lever. And I'll tell you the. Okay. The brand that makes it is called Reduce, and we'll link to it. It's $40, so this is an investment water bottle. Mm-hmm. That's expensive, mm-hmm. but I will say I do think it's gonna last. Like I've had my Hydro Flask for like 3 years, and it's still going yeah. strong.
Same.
So I think if you take care of it, it will last. So I'm and especially if you're trying to drink more water, I find having a lot of water in front of you is easier than like. Filling up your 12-ounce cup.
Totally. I totally agree with that.
Would you ever buy a big-ass 50-ounce insulated mug like this thing that I have? Or is this too much for you?
Okay. Look, I'm going to consider it.
I will
consider
say another,
it considered.
Consider
it.
Listen, that's the best I can ask for. There's another brand of water bottle that I like that's available on Amazon that I've purchased called Simple Modern. And they make really nice straw lid tumbler cups that I also like that my kids use. So, yeah. So if you are an Amazon shopper and you want to check either of those out, those would be my two water bottle recommendations right now. But I really like, I kind of want to get my big insulated mug to become a thing.
I'm on board.
Should I do a giveaway?
A giveaway?
Yeah, should I buy one and we can give it away to a listener?
Sure. You just want to get everyone on this big-ass water bottle train.
I just want to form my water cult with this big mug. So, okay. I like an insulated water thing. Here we are. The end.
Here we are.
Okay. You've been listening to a new podcast, and I have to be honest with you. I need a podcast to listen to right now. I could use one. So what is
okay, this might be the one for you. It came out last year. It's called Chameleon Hollywood Con Queen. There's 10 episodes plus two kind of like bonusy episodes. It's about my husband recommended it. And he doesn't usually go for like narrative podcasts. So I was immediately like, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Like if he's into it, then like I'm it must be good because he normally is like, he's more into like talky podcasts. And then as soon as I started listening to it, I realized I'd read some articles about it. It's called Chameleon Hollywood Con Queen. And it's fascinating. I don't want to give too much away, but it is about someone who's impersonating powerful Hollywood producers and luring kind of like, I don't want to say low level entertainment industry people, but like people who hadn't quite made it to the big time, I guess is like sure. the best way of putting it. And people like personal trainers, makeup artists, but then also some like an aspiring screenwriter, a security person, like just anyone who might be somehow involved in the making of a movie. And this person was luring them to Jakarta, Indonesia, to ostensibly film a movie.
Oh, boy. Okay. This sounds great.
It's fascinating.
I love learning about cons and scams.
Yes. It's very, very interesting. I'm just about done. I'm about halfway through the final bonus episode, the epilogue.
I have a question for you. When are you listening to podcasts? Like when you're puttering around the house? Are you going for a walk?
Okay.
Are you going on drives I don't know about? What is your podcasting time?
I like to listen to podcasts in the car. I'm a real car podcast person. So, you know, over the last year, my podcast consumption has sadly gone way down because I just haven't been in the car as much. However, my parents were in town last week, and I was doing a little bit more driving than usual. And so I started to listen to it in the car, and then my mom got hooked on it.
Oh my gosh, this is so great. You were sharing it with your parents?
So I was sharing it with my parents, and then I had like I don't know. I had an appointment this morning, and so I listened to it there. So I've just been sort of like stealing some time here and there in the car. I've been turning it on in the car, and you know, I take Bo to daycare, which is a short drive, but you know, total it's 20-25 minutes in the car. So that's like at least that's like most of an episode instead of listening to like, you know, the radio, which is what I usually do in the car, like when I'm not listening to a podcast. So anyway,
thank you for explaining that.
Does that answer all of your questions?
It kind of did. Yeah, it actually great. Did.
So yeah, I recommend. I highly recommend. And then the other thing that I just want to mention is my new 2021 Mahjong card came.
Why do you need a card for Mahjong?
Okay.
Oh boy. 30 minutes later.
In American Mahjong, there is the National Mahjong League. And every year they issue a new card with different hands that you can play. And every year you basically kind of change what hands you're going to play. It's actually really cool. So everyone gets the same card. And you can't like find it on the internet. I think they're very like copyright mad. So you have to buy the card. It costs $9 and you have to order it from the National Mahjong League. Okay. It's all so like old school and delightful that I just like love it.
What if you lose the card?
Well, you know what? I lost my 2020 card. And the thing is, it never left my house. So it has to be in my house somewhere. I just cannot find it. So that was a real bummer because, you know, it's the new cards don't come out till around now every year. So I was like waiting for the new card to come. And it was very exciting that it came the other day. So I'm really looking forward to diving in with the new card. I think I have a game tomorrow night. So I'm excited about this.
Well, you know, I don't understand anything about why you need the card, even though you just explained it. But I am happy for you. It brings
Thank you
so
such
much. Joy. I can see the joy that you are experiencing over this new Mahjong card, like through the video chat that we're in. You immediately perked up with such excitement, and it makes me happy that you love this game so much.
This is really silly, but I was like looking at the card, I was like, ooh, that's a good hand. Oh, that's going to be fun to play. And I was like, this is going to be confusing because like all the hands are slightly different from last year. And I'm so used to playing those hands. I'm going to have to just adapt to these new hands.
Well, that's cool. It makes it really challenging. That
exactly. It's like, well, they want to keep you on your toes, National Mahjong League. All right. Listen, let's take a break.
Okay.
And hear from some listeners.
All right. Great. BRB.
Okay.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh.
And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
All right. We're back.
Okay. I really loved this message from a listener. Also, they use the abbreviation VPL, which I did not know is like a common term for visible panty lines.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I had no idea that there was a whole world of people just using VPL, but that's what I had to Google. Okay. So they wrote to us, "Hi, Kate and Dory, not to belabor the extensive, VPL discussion / debate, I myself am a dedicated thong wearer who does not wear underwear with workout leggings, for what it's worth. But I just had to take a moment during the last pod when it hit me that here was a listener worrying herself over whether it was okay to go commando with leggings, parentheses, it is, to avoid VPL. Sidebar, my thought is it's also probably better for breathability purposes. I.e., we women analyze every little thing regarding our looks when, that very week at my gym, I observed one fellow whose pants were so ill-fitting that I was looking at his butt crack while he was on the arc machine. And two guys who were straight up shirtless, never mind the sign that says workout tanks are not allowed. So I imagine going shirtless isn't okay either. And then I started raging in my head because at this same gym, I had gotten told that it wasn't okay for me to wear a pair of shorts that showed the slightest hint of underbutt. They didn't actually kick me out, but advised me not to wear them again. Anyway, that's all to say our bodies and wardrobes are policed enough by others, so I think it's okay to wear or not wear whatever under things you feel best in." I mean, 1,000 amens to this.
Amen.
I mean, just the culture of dress codes is sexist and racist. So,
yep.
F them, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's where I'm landing to, listener.
Yep.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. On a different topic. This was a text we received. "Do you lovelies have any advice on long-distance marriage? My husband just matched for residency in Michigan, and I have to stay behind in Arizona. I'm devastated, as obviously we wanted to stay together. We have no official end date in sight, and it will be 1 to 4 years of long distance. How do I create an enriching life alone while still staying connected to my partner?"
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
you know, I don't have complete experience in this area, but my husband and I do have to spend stretches of time apart because of his job.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really hard. And that is not, you know, a consistent 1 to 4 years. It'll, you know, like this summer, it's going to be 2 months, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, we had one really rough year. It was like the whole year he was basically gone. So in my experience, prioritizing, making sure you are seeing each other as often as is possible financially and, you know, structurally within your lives, I think is really mm-hmm. important. I do think that in-person time together and figuring out how to make it happen and both of you prioritizing it and not just having it fall on one of you or the other is key. Now, residency, I think, is one of those things where you are like all the time there, right? That's tough. I would also say like kind of possibly involving a marriage counselor or a therapist in your, like, to help you just navigate and get through it and figure out how to best communicate your needs while also, because you're both going to need something from the other. And I find like when I need something from my husband, it's hard for me to remember that he also needs something from me.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I'm like, me, I need this. And it's like, oh, you're also a person with wants and needs? All right. So I do think like having an outside person who can help navigate and help you talk through and figure out a system of plans to make your marriage work is really key.
Yeah.
I don't know, Dory, do you have thoughts on this? This is hard.
I kind of defer to you on this because I haven't really had this experience. I've had one long distance relationship when I was in Philadelphia and my boyfriend was in New York, which was, you know, barely long distance. I think we saw each other every weekend and I was in grad school. I only had class like 4 days a week. So I basically saw him half the week. So I don't really count it. I don't know. This is really hard, but I think your question is good about creating an enriching life alone.
Yes.
And trying to make those connections with other people where you are is going to be really important. So I don't know. I kind of, you know, I'd love to hear from other listeners about how they have navigated these very tough issues. I kind of defer to the crowd on this one.
I will say the idea of creating an enriching life alone is, I do think making sure, I mean, one, you take care of yourself in your downtime and your alone time, but also that if it's important to you to have a lot of human connection, you are scheduling time with people. You are, you know, like involved in community activities that meet regularly, whether it's volunteering or you're in a book club or like you and a friend go for a walk for 2 miles every Saturday night or whatever it is, like having those things scheduled and concrete and a part of your life is so important because
so important.
Yeah. I think that's really key. But yes, I would love to hear from long distance relationship experts because it is really hard.
Yeah, it's really hard.
All right. Thanks for asking, listener. We're thinking
of you. Yeah, we are.
We're going to transition to next story.
Okay. I know.
Thank you, next. Do you like my new Ariana Grande?
That was good.
Song?
That was good. I really liked that.
I'm so
proud. That was great. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, next. Oh my God, I did it.
You did it. You really did it. Okay. Here we go.
Hey guys, just wanted to respond to the question about the aging neck. So coincidentally, I've heard two separate people say the same thing in the last like week. One is, yes, as you mentioned, moisturize as you would your face. However, the pro tip apparently is the motion in which you do it. You need to start from your collarbone and stroke upward underneath your chin. I want to say that's a K-beauty technique, but I also heard the same thing on that reality show Total Bella. Somebody had told Nikki Bella that her secret to a non-aging neck is pretending as if she shaved like a man, which is the same motion that I just described. So apparently that helps. And she said, if you notice, men who shave don't have, their necks don't age as much as ours do, which go figure. So apparently that's the technique. I'm 31 and I started it recently. So good luck to you. And, thanks for
that. You know what else just occurred to me as I was listening to this voicemail? Anyone who has a neck beard, as it were, they probably don't get as much sun damage on their neck.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought about that. I did want to shout out Sandra Lanxin Chu, who was a guest recently, who is a gua sha expert, and she has a great video on using gua sha on your neck. So that could be something to look into. Maybe not for necessarily improving the look of your neck, but releasing tension, making it feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it also, I don't know, maybe it helps.
Great. All right. Well, let's listen to another neck voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. Longtime listener, first time caller. I was just listening to your episode about taking care of your neck and that area. And I recently invested in the CE Ferulic Serum. So I'm using that on my face, the precious 4 to 5 drops. And what I've done is I've taken inspiration from another caller to the podcast who recommended downgrading products and using them on your toes, which I also do. But I started using my less expensive ordinary products on my neck and chest area. And that's been working for me. So that's just a quick tip, for if you move up in the world of serums and start using fancier things for your face that you can use, drugstore product or the ordinary on your neck and décolletage area. Thanks, guys. I love the podcast. Bye for now.
Love this suggestion, too.
I do, too, except I do want to say, when did we start, ranking our body parts by which part is worthy of the expensive product?
Ooh.
I'm just curious, why is neck of less value than face?
Great question.
I don't know. What about toes? I mean, God, my toes don't deserve anything because I hate feet so much, but just a thought. But I like this tip a lot, especially when you're excited to start a new product, but you still have some leftover of your old product and you're like, oh, I have to use the old.
Totally. Sometimes I put that stuff on the backs of my hands.
You've said that. You've mentioned that before.
Yeah.
I'm going to start seruming my butt, I've decided.
Ooh, keep us posted.
I will.
Before and after?
Oh, yeah, I'll share that on the grid in the gram for sure. All right, well, with that thought in our brains, let's go take another break and we'll be right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, we are back. We're going to hear a voicemail on yet another topic.
Hi, Kate and Dory. Just calling you regarding the Lupin show. So, Dory, I don't know if you actually know that Lupin comes from Lou, as in in the Latin term, the LUP, but it's not, you must know your Latin because usually Lou is written L-O-U-P. So maybe it was just by chance that you got it, but yeah, Lupin comes from Lou, but it's very old, old term, I mean, name. And it's pronounced Arsène Lupin. So enjoy the show. And for the other little French touch earlier in the show, serum is pronounced serum. So a little bit more ho-hum, but not too much, just serum. Have a great day. Bye.
A little bit more ho-hum.
That was so cute. Sihom.
I think I had Googled the Lupin.
I love connection. You aren't like a Latin expert?
No, I never took Latin, which I kind of regret, actually.
Yeah, you would be. That's when this listener said this. I was like, I bet Dory studied Latin.
I would have really liked Latin.
You would love a classic language?
I mean, I've never. I took French in school, yeah. but I think I would have enjoyed Latin. Oh, well, maybe that'll be my hobby for the next pandemic.
I would love Latin would be an interesting hobby.
Yeah,
that would be interesting. I took Latin in middle school.
I bet it like really helped your understanding of English.
Did it? I don't know. I did win the sixth grade Latin prize. So that's one of my biggest accomplishments. Yeah. I haven't really won many prizes since then. So,
well,
you know, something you didn't know about me.
All right. On yet a completely different note.
I know. I love how we're just shifting gears left and right today. Too.
It's so us. All right. This is an email. I have a preteen daughter who wants to get rid of unwanted hair above her lip and on her bikini line. She has sensitive skin and broke out after waxing her upper lip, eventually needed an antibiotic, and has since been using facial razors for her upper lip, but doesn't love the brand she uses. Would love a suggestion of brand or possible alternative I haven't thought of. Additionally, summer's coming. And she understandably wants to clean up her bikini line. I wax and she's petrified of that. I worry about ingrown hairs with shaving. Any recs? Kate, I want to try this.
Oh, and that was me. I wrote that. Oh, that was Kate. I thought she was saying to myself.
Kate.
No, that's me talking to myself.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, I have two recs.
Well, Kate, why don't you tell us your recs?
Okay, so for bikini line hair removal, this comes from Kate Kennedy of the Be There in 5 pod. I love Veet hair removal. I also have done laser hair removal, but I have not gone to do that in over a year because we've been in the global pandemic. So that's what I did do on my bikini line. And it was quick and pretty painless, and I liked it. And I will go back to doing it. But I really like Veet for hair removal. It's like very much what I did in like 1993. It's just a cream. You put it on, you let it sit there, and then the hair comes off. And I have not found it to give me ingrown hairs. I've not been very sensitive to it. I think I really like that for bikini line hair removal. Now, in terms of facial hair removal, there is a tool that I really want to try. And I saw this recommended. It might have been in one of the Forever 35 groups. I can't remember, but I saw it and I was like, ooh. It almost looks like a little lipstick. I found it on the Ulta Beauty website, and I have seen this shared, and I'm really intrigued. It's called the Flawless Instant and Painless Facial Hair Remover. On the Ulta website, they have it for sale for $19.99, and it just shows a person just putting it over their little mustache, and it seems to be recommended. I had seen this somewhere. So this is in my brain personally for something I kind of want to get for myself. So that might be an option as opposed to like one of those tinkle razors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not recommending this product. I have not tried it, but I'm product curious about it. So maybe you will be also, or maybe someone has used it or could recommend another option.
So I have used a Tinkle razor, but I actually find that, well, okay, I use a Tinkle razor on my upper lip because I also break out really badly when I get waxed on my upper lip. But you can also just use like a regular old like razor that you would use to shave your legs if you shave your legs.
I find, though, it's hard to maneuver I guess people with beards do it, but I find it hard to maneuver the razor in the tinier spots of my face where I'm trying to get hair off.
Yeah, I mean, I really like a Tinkle razor.
Yeah, personally. I do too. I like a Tinkle too. I do like those. And I don't know if maybe this listener's kid hasn't tried that yet. So maybe that might be an option too.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, good luck.
Good luck.
And your and your kid will be thinking of you.
All right, everyone. It's been a pleasure.
It has. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.